Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, 7:1. The seventh Perek of Menachos is focused on the Lachmei Toda, the bread that accompanies the Korban Toda. The Korban Toda is a Thanksgiving offering, which essentially is a sort of almost like a subcategory of Shlamim. And that means it's Kadshim Kalim, it's a Korban which is eaten in Yerushalayim. It is can be brought from any kind of animal, cow, goat, or sheep. It can be male or female, it can be old or young. What's essential is that the Toda differs from the Shlamim in two basic ways. Number one, the time frame for eating it is just the day it's brought and that night. And the second difference is that it's brought, the Toda is brought with 40 loaves of bread, four different types of breads, 10 loaves of each type. Okay, and those also have to be eaten in the same time frame, the day that it's brought and the night afterwards. Now, because the Toda is unique and it's brought all that bread, and the bread is a type of mincha, so therefore we are discussing the Lachmei Toda, those breads, here in Maseches Menachos Perek Zayin. Okay, now, the basic gist of our Mishnah is to talk about the recipe for making those loaves of bread. Let me say this outside first, because the Mishnah itself kind of gets into the weeds discussing the mathematics of certain things, which we'll discuss in a moment, but let's just get the idea clear first, then we'll go back and discuss the numbers. The idea is that the recipe for making the 40 loaves of bread is you need to get what we'll call 2 eifa of flour, okay? 2 eifa of flour, so that's the isaron, which I'm talking about throughout the Masechta, is a tenth of an eifa. So 2 eifa means essentially 20 isronot, or isronim. Now, the 40 loaves, half of the flour goes to the 10 that are chametz, and the other half of the flour goes to the 30 that are matzah, they're unleavened, okay? Which means, obviously, since there's 30 loaves for the same amount of flour of unleavened as 10 loaves of the leaven, so that means the leavened loaves are going to be essentially three times the size as the unleavened loaves, okay? And if you have 2 eifa of flour, that'll essentially mean 1 eifa of flour goes towards the leavened, and the 1 eifa goes towards the unleavened. Okay, simple. Now, we're going to essentially discuss the numbers of how that shakes out. Now, the base thing you need to understand here is that originally in the Midbar, in the desert, everything was how we described it, and we talk about, you know, the system that I always use to picture this, and I think it's useful here too, is the eifa is essentially 3 6-packs of 2-liter bottles of water stacked on each other. That's roughly the volume. Each 6-pack, each is what's called a sa'ah, and then the sa'ah is made up of 6 bottles. Each bottle is a kav, okay? And that's roughly the actual values of the volumes. Now, when the Jews during Bais Sheni adjusted their weights and measures, they added what's called a shtus, which what the Mishnah refers to as a sixth to the volume of their measurements. That means they're using the same words. We're still going to talk about a kav and a sa'ah and an eifa, just like we did before. But now each measuring cup, like each kav, is actually bigger. So when the recipe of the Torah requires, you know, so many, let's call it gallons of flour, so the amount of gallons of flour doesn't change. It's just that the measuring cups got bigger, and therefore you need fewer measuring cups of it. This gets a little confusing, and that's what our Mishnah is dealing with the math here. Now, the amount they increase, as I said, is a shtus, which means that originally there were 6 kav bottles that fit into 1 sa'ah. Now, if you make the bottles bigger, so you only need 5 bottles, like water bottles, to fill 1 sa'ah. Okay, and that's what's happening in our Mishnah. The measurements in Jerusalem that were enlarged are referred to as the Midos Yerushalmios, the Jerusalem measurements, as opposed to the original measurements, which are called the Midos Midbarios, the desert measurements. Okay, so let's just run the numbers here in our heads outside before we deal with the words of the Mishnah, so it should be clear. The recipe is that you need 2 eifa of flour to make the 40 loaves. 1 eifa goes for the leavened, and 1 eifa goes to the 30, the 3 types of unleavened. Okay, so a total of 10 loaves leavened and 30 loaves unleavened. Now, the measurement we've been using, of course, is the isaron, the tenth of the epha. And so if you have 10 loaves from one epha, obviously each one's going to require one isaron. Pretty simple. If you're going to have 10 isaronot for 30 loaves, each loaf will be a third of an isaron. Also, pretty straightforward. Now, those are the desert measurements. Once you go to the Yerushalmios, the Jerusalem measurements, and things are getting a little bigger. So the measuring cup, the kav, instead of being 6 per saw, becomes 5 for the same amount of flour. And if you need 3 of those midbar sa'in to make one epha, so then instead of having 18 kav bottles, you'll have 15 kav bottles, 5 per saw, 5 Jerusalem kavin per one desert saw, and then another, there's always 3 sa'in, are going to go down to one epha, so 3 times 5 is 15. Okay, so you have 15 Jerusalem kavin per epha, and there are 2 epha for the total recipe, so that means you're going to have a total of 15 times 2 or 30 kav of flour for the Jerusalem kavin. If half are going to be for the leavened bread, so that means 15 towards 11 bread, and that means 1.5 each, 1.5 kav each, because 15 divided by 10 is 1.5. And if you have 15 going towards the unleavened, and you have 30 loaves, so that each one will be half a loaf, right? Because that means for every 2 loaves, you have 1 kav of flour. That is the gist of our Mishnah. Before we get back to the math, let's just discuss those 40 loaves for a moment. I don't think I did before. So the leavened loaves essentially are, I'll call it leavened bread. There's no real oil in there. It's flour and water risen. We discussed at the beginning of the fifth parak how they did the rising with that sourdough issue. And then you have those 3 types of unleavened loaves. One is the what we call the chalos matzah, something like Sephardic matzah, we'll call it. It's not crackly and like crackers. It has oil and flour and water together. Doesn't rise, and it's cooked in the oven. Then you have rakikin. Those are essentially like Ashkenazi matzahs, you know them. It's just flour and water with no oil, baked, and then after that it was put on top. And then you have a third type, which you haven't seen up to now, called ravuchin. Ravucha means like scalded. The idea is the merbachas has the flour first is scalded by pouring boiling water onto the flour. Then it's baked briefly, and then it's fried to make these ravuchin, a different kind of bread. Okay, so I think that's more than enough introduction. Now let's go to the Mishnah inside. The first part of the Mishnah, we're just going to set up the conversion rates. And the conversion, again, is that what once was 6 units, now in the midbar becomes 5. Okay, so there were 6 sa'a in 2 epha. Now there'll be 5 sa'a in 2 epha. And simply there were 6 kabin in 1 sa'a. Now, in Yerushalmi, there'll be 5 kabin in 1 sa. That's the idea. So now the Mishnah says inside, Hatoda haisa ba'a chamesh se'in Yerushalmios, shehen shesh midbarios. The total amount of flour that accompanied the 40 loaves of bread that were the Toda offering was 5 sa of the Yerushalmi, of the Jerusalem variety, which is 6 sa of the original desert variety. Now you recall from good old Askel of Gudu, there were 3 sa'a in 1 epha. And since we need 2 ephos, it'll be shtei ephos, says the Mishnah, is a total amount. Va'epha shalosh sa'in. There are 3 sa'a into 1 epha. So then, if you have, we're going midbarios here. So if you have a total of 2 epha, right, which is what we're talking about here. So then, and each epha divided to 10 isaron. Isaron means a tenth. So therefore you need esrim isaron. You have a total of 20 isronim, which is like 20 tenths, if you will, in 2 total epha of flour. Okay, fine, 20 isronot. Asara lechametz v'asara lematza. We'll take those 20 isaron and we'll divide them into 2 halves, meaning that's like each of the 2 ephas, one at each half. Half of them, meaning 1 sa'a or 10 isaron, go towards the chametz one. And then another Eifa, which is Tent Isaron, go to the 30 matzah, unleavened loaves. Asar lechametz, 10 Isaron go to the chametz, like I said, and Isaron lechala, therefore works out, if you have 10 Isaron for 10 loaves, each loaf must have exactly one Isaron per chala. And Asar lematzah, the 10 Isaronos that go to make the 30 loaves of the unleavened bread, uvamatzah shlosha minim, since there are three different types of breads, amongst to divide those 10 Isronos. So then, they are the chalos, urakikin, uravucha. The chalos, like we said, is the oil is mixed into the dough and then it's baked. Urakikin is baked without dough, crackers, and oil is put afterwards. And uravucha, like we said, is scalded and then baked and then fried. But the three types for those 10 asaron, nimtzu, it'll work out. Therefore, that shlosha esronos, ushlish, lecholmin, you'll have 3 1/3 isaron for each type, because you have 10 isaronot divided three ways, each one gets 3 1/3. Shalosh chalos leisaron, or in other words, for every three chalas, you have one isaron of flour. That is going to the midbarios using the original midbar measurements. Now, if we go to Bamida Yerushalmis, if we go to the Jerusalem measurements, where the measuring cups got a little bit bigger, and now in one sa'a, you have 5 measuring cups, 5 kav Yerushalmios instead of the original 6. So then, hayu shloshim kav, it'll work out that it's a total of 30 kav Yerushalmios. How does that work? Again, because remember, the eifa is like 3 6-packs of water, if you will. Okay, so 2 eifa, which is what we need, becomes 6 times 6 is 36. That's 36 kav of the midbar version. But if you need 6 packs of water, and each pack has larger bottles, so each bottle is, you only have 5 bottles per pack of water. So you have 5 bottles, the enlarged kabin, for every saw, and you still need 6 sign. So it's 5 times 6 is 30. That's what Mishnah here says, is there 30 kav. And if you're going to take those 30 kav and divide half towards the chametz and half towards the matzah, you'll have 15 for each. That's what the Mishnah says here. Chamisha asara lechametz, 15 Jerusalem kavin go to the chametz loaves, those 10 loaves. V'chamisha asara lematzah, and 15 of the Yerushalmi kavin go towards the unleavened loaves. Chamisha asara lechametz, kav v'chetzi lechala. So if you have 15 kavin Yerushalmin for 10 loaves of bread, so it'll come out that each loaf is 1.5 kav, right? Because 15 divided by 10 is 1.5. V'chamisha asara lematzah, the 15 that go to the three types of breads that are unleavened, a total of 30 loaves. V'hamatzah shlosha minim, since there are three types. Chalos, rakikin, ravucha, like we said before. Chalos, with the oil before you bake it. Rakikin, no oil till after you bake it. And ravucha, scalded and baked and fried. Nimtzu chameshes kabin lechol min. Since you have 15 kav Yerushalmim for three types of loaves, and each one gets an equal portion, each one will get 5 kav. Shtei chalos lekav. And since you need to make 10 loaves of each of the types, if you have 5 kav for the 10 loaves, that means that each loaf will be half a kav, or in other words, there'll be 2 loaves per 1 kav of flour.